XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais Show.
With Steve Merchant.
Definitely, definitely.
Ahoy.
And little Carl Pilkington.
Little KP,
over there.
The K-Man.
Steve?
Yes?
Don't worry anymore.
Okay.
I've procured some great gifts to give away. I was tired
really?
Of seeing all these other people getting gifts and that, and it was all going to that O'Doddle and O'Diddley.
Diddley, yeah.
And, Anderson and Sturge, or at least she steals them herself.
Well, at least she steals them herself to sell them to feed the habit, and that's why I don't mind that, because it's industrious.
Exactly. But I have got Feeder, Echo Park, I've got the Essential Bob Dylan. Now, that is a good giveaway.
That's a great giveaway.
And Reloaded 3.
Did you buy these yourself?
No, little Carl found them.
I have to say, Carl, you've done an absolute dynamite job here, mate. This is great prices.
And I thought we could play that trivia quiz where we're the challenge. If they get someone to catch us out, maybe, or something, a question.
Like, you confused me slightly. Explain again.
Well, we could play a little trivia quiz, couldn't we?
Right.
And then we could sell the fish.
Use the words that you need to complete the sentence,
and
Rick.
We could do the...
You've got to keep talking, Rick. We're on the radio.
I got bored.
Did you?
XFM 104.9.
Yeah, with Steve Merchant.
What I was saying was...
Yes.
We could have a little trivia quiz, right? This is how it works. Their phone in, yeah? Right, and they pitch a question to us two. Right, we won't know it. They'll tell Carl, and Carl write down the answer. Yeah, or on his email. Right, and then it might be something like, who was the first woman MP? And write down the answer, and they go, okay, Steve, Ricky, who's the first woman MP? We'll write it down. You know, I mean, you'll write down something like the Queen.
Yeah,
and I'll write down Britney Spears.
Yeah,
and they go, well, Ricky says Britney Spears, and the answer is. Did I see?
Yes.
And then whoever's...
So that, could they phone in, or can they email as well?
They can email as well, Steve.
Right. Okay, so let me just try and clarify this, because I didn't really follow that, and I know what the competition is.
Right.
People listening, phone in or email in with a question, a trivia question, it could be about anything.
I don't do game shows.
But one which we may be able to get, right? They phone in with that, or they email it in. But only Carl knows the answer. He asks us here in the studio the question. Ricky and I write it down independently. We hand it to Carl. We see who's got the right answer.
It's like 15 to 1, but 2 to 1.
And the great thing is that the best question that we'll vote on at the very end of the show can win these three CDs. We've got Feeder, Echo Park, The Essential Bob Dylan. That's a 2-CD set, Rick.
Maybe keep the questions highbrow to show our intellect, not things like pop and trivia.
Good idea. And we've also got this big compilation, Reloaded 3. That's also a 2-CD compilation.
We'll start phoning and emailing now.
Phoning, emailing,
go
with
berserk.
Your trivia
Absolutely
questions.
Go berserk.
For Gervais.
I'm best at science.
Well, don't start
well, don't
giving
say
hints.
That.
That's not fair, because I'll say I'm best at films if they want
me
to.
Yeah, but I've already said don't do trivia and entertainment and that.
Well, they should do. They should do trivia and entertainment. Music and films is what they should do.
No, they shouldn't.
Or
that's
old TV.
That's the cliche of XFM listeners, and I know they're more intelligent than
they're
that.
They're not. They're not, Rick. They're stupid people. They're stupid people, and they only know about a few things.
The phone lines are going mad. And
they
Carl's
are going mad. We didn't even give out the phone number or the email, Rick. Shall I just give it out now?
Well, obviously I don't need to.
Well, I ought to anyway, for those that didn't hear it, but didn't know it already.
Of it.
08700 800 1234. Sorry, that's not 08700 08700, because I started again because I got sort of fluffed slightly.
Yeah, go on.
08700 800 1234.
And when he says he fluffed slightly, that's not how he got into television.
Exactly. ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk if you want to email the question, and only Carl can see the screen, so there's no cheating.
Probably people don't know what fluffing is, do they?
No, I don't think so, Rick. Carl, have you had a question?
What, already? Are we doing it now?
Should we do it now? I think we should just drip them in throughout the course of the show.
Yeah, you good one, dripping them in. Go on. Ask us a question.
I thought this was a good one. It's from Clive.
Go on in.
Clive? We've got a listener called Clive. Why?
That's all right.
Who was the first James Bond?
Oh, is this film one? I know
No, but wait a minute,
I know this ambiguity, because we've talked about
We've talked about this ambiguity before. You see, he might be deliberately embarrassing us, because... The old myth is that someone played it on radio that we all know and love.
Yeah.
Now, he should have specified, did he mean the film, James Bond, the first film,
the thing
James
is,
Bond?
Can I just say, we won't count this one, because the definitive one, and I've talked to Glyn about it as well, it's Dr. No, was the first one of the team that we...
Sean Connery.
Know.
So Sean Connery's the first screen James Bond.
So we agree on that, even if we're both wrong. What did he say it is?
I bet he said it was Bob Holness who played him on radio in, like, the 1950s.
He didn't say the radio bit, but he said Bob Holness.
From Blockbusters.
Yeah.
And I was drawing a little Blockbuster thing.
That's really spooky.
That's weird, isn't it?
But the thing about that is I'm worried if it might be a myth. It may be
a myth. I don't think it is. It's that we can't
One point
that.
To me, then.
No.
Yes.
No.
Well, you did you know it? Did you know it? Did
yeah,
you
we talked about
no
it.
No rubbish. Yeah, but who? Well, if we talked about it, did I say it to you?
No, we agreed that it was Sean Connery because it just like we didn't count Casino Royale because you said it wasn't by the same team. And
yeah, but that wouldn't have been the first James Bond anyway because that came later in the series.
It doesn't matter because we both agreed once in the pub that the right answer is Sean Connery.
Yeah, but wait a minute, wait a minute. Rick, the point's not that. The man phoned in with a question and the answer the man was after was Bob Hollis.
Oh, okay.
And that's the answer
I'll tell you
I gave.
What, the answer I was after was me.
But that's nonsense, Rick. He's the question master, the man who phoned in. That's ludicrous. You to face the facts.
You can't say what number am I thinking of?
It's
got to be the real answer.
No, but I knew the answer he was after.
So, oh, brilliant.
Yes, because that's, you know, even if he's got it wrong, it's such common parlance now that Bob Hollis was the first James Bond that I knew the answer. Face the facts.
Right, give us another question, Carl.
Jeez.
Give us another question.
God, he's a bad loser, isn't he?
I had a good one here, but...
You've forgotten it?
Or... I sort of scribbled it down.
This is brilliant, isn't it?
Hang on a minute.
We can edit this out, can't we? It's not live, is this?
It's only a pilot.
It's gonna... This is going to look great when it comes out. Go on.
Which food?
Yeah.
Carl, you know making up the question.
No, it's just that I sort of took down the important bits.
Brit, this is amazing. This is amazing radio. Go on.
Which food kind of doesn't make you fat?
Jesus.
What kind of a question is that?
Oh, this is...
No, it is proper.
I love imagine this on The Weakest Link. What kind of food doesn't sort of make you... I mean, it doesn't make you fat.
Do you want basically no sort of calories in it?
Celery,
water.
Well, I mean, what do you mean? Do you mean a vegetable?
No,
do you mean
you're right. Apparently, you
it uses more calories to bite it than.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Rick.
One all.
No, it's not one all because you're supposed to write it down.
You didn't know.
But you didn't. What do you mean? I didn't know. You're supposed to write it down. That's the whole point. We're writing things
you
down.
You said water. You said water!
Well, that's because I thought we weren't taking the question seriously because he doesn't know what he's talking about!
Right, well, another question, quick. Is this question a real question with a definitive answer? Or is it like, what is my most comfortable chair?
I don't know why people aren't going to maybe like Trivia Pursuit or something, just getting a question off that and then...
Because they're a little bit more discerning than that, Steve.
Wait, have you heard the questions? I don't know what they're talking about. This is stuff they've overheard in pubs.
Come on, yeah. Ask it, Carl. I look at the Carl takes down and goes, what's that?
I know.
What am I meant to write? Go on then, ask this one.
Right, what sort? No. The Pope?
Yeah.
What semi...
Sorry, Mrs. Robinson, we're going to have to let you go.
Yeah.
Go on.
You are the weakest link, Carl, goodbye.
Yeah, go on.
The Pope?
Yeah, the Pope. Yeah, we've got the Pope. Yeah, that's not strictly a question.
He wears a...
He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers. Yeah.
Does he live in a council flat?
Yeah, he lives in a council flat.
He wears a semi-precious stone. What's the stone?
The Pope wears a semi-precious stone. What is the stone?
You mean, what is it called?
Yeah.
What is it called?
What, has it got like a kind of papal name?
I think it's like, you know, is it an 18-carat one?
So we got to try and get right. The carrot
yeah,
of the Pope's big diamond.
He calls it Dennis. He calls it Dennis the Stone. Do they want the type of gem it is? Like
or
diamond,
is there some kind
jade,
of papal name
ruby,
for it?
Or do they want it like the Rosetta Stone? Or
I don't know.
Oh, I can't actually. Play a record. Play two record. Basement Jacks. Mm. Right, okay. Let's get this
have
right.
Have we knocked this on the head, Dennis? It's not happening.
Oh, here he is. Look.
Here he is.
Come in. In a, is...
How have you...
Oh, God, I don't believe
oh,
that.
Oh, that's pathetic.
I do not believe that.
That's absolutely pathetic.
Now, they won't believe this, will they?
No.
Right,
no.
If I say that Jonathan Ross just got his massive member out, and he is a big lad, come and sit down.
I've got your tickets, Mr. Gervais.
Thank you.
What's going on here, then? I mean, why are you dropping off tickets?
Well, because, you know, in the spirit of the Comedy Awards, we like to have the rising young stars of the British Comedy Awards.
That's right, yeah. And that's me.
Well, we couldn't find him this year, so we've asked Ricky whether he would sit in the rising young star seat, and I wanted to deliver the tickets personally, so there's no excuses if he doesn't turn up later.
Yeah.
I always suspected that you were sort of pretty well endowed.
Yeah.
And now we've seen... You know it's on webcam, that?
That was just one of my cocks.
That's the one you're wearing today.
That, didn't we?
Don't say that. No, we were
this is meant to be the happening young station. What's going on?
No, you can't say stuff like that.
You can't.
Just careful what you say. Look after Julian Clary. Wilderness, and he comes back in a person.
Senior's
in the wilderness. Happened to you.
That's Jesus just, you're thinking of, isn't it?
Just because you're on everything at the moment.
I walked in here, and I came in here, and I thought, this is the young happening place, and what do I see in here? Three old men sitting
What are you talking about? Room. I'm look only 28, 27.
You all look, you're wrecked. You all look wrecked. You're
well, that's because we're always partying.
I was looking for some youngsters. Where's the youngsters? I wanted to see some tight leather pants. I wanted to see some foxy chicks hanging on you everywhere. What is it? It's a bunch of old blokes on a block up there washing up in a sink.
Him. He even dresses for radio. Look
this is
him.
Ludicrous.
It's amazing. It's like, you're
I love the fact you were on the phone to Gervais last night, weren't you? Asking his advice.
Yeah.
On clothes. Well, look at him. Well, he's going for the man down the DSS.
I like that look. That's a nice look.
Have you got a single pair of trousers that aren't elasticated at the waist?
they're maternity jeans, aren't they? They've got a whole panel that pushes
forward.
The
thing is, what I do, at the end of the week, I can pop these in the pan and I can make a nice soup with all the food that's encrusted in
them. That's his years as a homeless coming to the floor there.
Look at you, but one step away from Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
I'd like to be that bit closer.
But why are you dropping off tickets? Are you a little bit, because I thought you were married and stuff, why do you suddenly got this obsession with Gervais?
Because I'm a bit rough, ain't I?
It's like when you see Dale Winton out with those rough boys. I'd like to get one of my own.
When a top celebrity in a lovely looking suit drops, walks down the corridor with his penis out.
Yes.
I know that I'm still attracted.
You know you've arrived. I was in Norway in the same way. For me, it was Des O'Connor. It's like it's the passing on of the baton, if I may use that euphemism. And you've been battened.
It's fantastic.
Well,
it is a pleasure. I don't think I'm complacent just because I'm mixed with you. I still wake up and think, I don't believe it. I'm mates with Jono.
Can I just point out,
Jono?
I was listening to the show last week and I heard you, as always, revealing a little too much about yourself, if you don't mind me saying so. Yeah. Steve Trott.
Not as much as you.
No, but that was just for the benefit of the room. And talking about when you used to occasionally urinate in the sink.
Yeah.
When you were around my house last time and I came in and you looked a bit shifty. No, please, reassure me.
It was more ownership. But yeah. I was like, I went to my territory and other people that come in and go, has Gervais been round here? It's like just marking my territory.
Because my coffee the next morning had a hazelnut tang to it that I don't remember putting in.
Can I just say something? Because I mean, I used to, you know, mention to you, Gervais, when we first started getting involved in the business.
Yeah.
I should say, if there was one celebrity I'd like to be friends with, it's Jonathan Ross.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, Ricky's befriended Jonathan Ross. I'm nowhere to be seen. But not Ricky invited round.
Ricky told me that I could be his friend, providing I never extended the arm of friendship.
Right.
Yeah. If you ever.
I thought as much.
He tries to keep everyone else down. He works with from the office, all the other shows. He tries to keep him down. He
said, I didn't even want you to come in. I wanted to meet you on the steps.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to tell him you were around. But you called. He went, "Who's that?" And he saw your name come up. And he went, "Can I meet him?"
Well, you're coming tonight, aren't you?
This isn't Radio 2, by the way. These links are way too long. This is snappy radio. We have to play.
You might. The kids have lost interest.
But the kids want to hear Coldplay, Catatonia.
You know what I like? How about some more of that instantly forgettable hip hop you play each week? One of those obscure hip hop hooray. That's the worst feature on British radio. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Wait a minute, I've read your quiz on Radio 2.
I said the hip hop.
Put
it away. Put it away.
I'm Carl.
Carl,
how you doing? I'm alright. Got a question for you.
Quiet man.
Got a question.
Yeah.
The Pope.
Yeah.
What semi precious stone does the Pope wear?
That is easy.
Go on.
Topaz.
Is that the right answer?
I don't know, I wrote it down.
I'm really sorry, Jonathan.
It's not what he publicly admits to, but I have to know, because I was hanging out with him at the Groucho one night, and he was saying, oh, look at this, look at that tope edge, can't buy that,
look at that,
Vatican City.
Look at that, we can make a nice ring out of that, he says.
Didn't go anywhere, but thanks for asking. I better go, I've got to go buy some winkle pickers.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
See you later. Bye.
Jonathan Ross just came in there to drop off some tickets for the Comedy Award show that he's hosting later this evening.
Yeah.
Interesting, of course, a man who's 40 and still thinks it's funny to get his penis out.
It is, though.
I love that. Because it's like, when's that novelty going to wear off?
74, 75, when it's just too horrible exactly, to show in public, I imagine.
But he drops off some tickets for you.
Yeah.
Was asking you fashion advice last night.
Yeah.
He came after a 3-hour radio show he's just done on Radio 2. Good show, by the way, worth tuning in. He came straight around here, dropped some tickets off for you. He's now got to go and rehearse that show.
A lovely man.
I was out with you last night.
Yeah.
Went into this pub, like, kind of, that we've been to a few times before. Went in there, and this guy came in and said, your usual table, Ricky? Your usual table? Can I just ask you two questions, Godfather? One is, have we won a prize tonight? On
I don't
Mexico
know.
Awards?
We genuinely don't know.
Can you have someone iced for me? It's ludicrous. What have you suddenly got over all these people that they're doing all this with? When have you suddenly become the daddy?
Well, I came from nowhere, and you know, I've got Polaroids of the head of all the stations.
Yeah, exactly. Because what I'm worried about is that, like, when we're wrapped up in our winter coats, you're walking on there in your little sort of, you know, little black overcoat, and I must look like your hood. Do you know what I mean? Like your goon that walks with you.
Twice as tall.
Very much like Edward G. Robinson. Exactly, are, yeah.
You are with the pug face, obviously.
Yeah, well, don't go on about it.
Sorry, it was a bit hard. All right, no, I don't know what you just did with that.
We've not, even Jonathan Ross couldn't save this show.
No.
He's the only A celebrity I know.
Yeah,
I'm all out of ideas. I thought we'd have a trivia game. That's rubbish, because he can't read.
Or write.
Yeah, and that's a, what is
so
it?
So are we knocking the trivia game on the
Yeah, yeah.
Should we, let's have one final question.
On, what's the answer? For, I don't know. I don't know.
For the Pope one.
I don't know.
We couldn't even figure out the question, Carl.
What's the stone? What's the stone?
Hang on a minute.
Just entertain yourselves at home while Carl looks for the question.
Anthurst.
Amethyst.
Amethyst.
Yeah.
Amethyst. No, she was the first woman MP, I think you'll find. Amethyst. Ruby or Diamondo?
So have you got maybe a final question?
That's still one on it. Okay, do a decider and then we knock this on the head.
Yeah.
Go on in.
Where? What?
Who?
Have you not been practicing in all these? We've had ads, we've had music.
Oh, where? What?
Rick, I don't think we should call ITV later.
Maybe he was talking about Jonathan's inquiry about sartorial elegance tonight. Where what?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just like summed up that conversation in
What's
just two.
What's the most expensive pub in London? I think he won't know because he never pays.
Hang on, wait a minute. What does that mean?
What does that mean? What mean to buy? I buy the pub. How much is that? £1 million,
no, like,
sir.
If you go in, according to the Time Out guy, 2001. If you went in there and bought a big round, it's a dear pub.
It's an expensive pub.
Imagine this on Millionaire. Imagine that question
Why
on Mastermind.
Too
I know your specialised subject, how much things are in that, and that, and whether they make you fat when you eat them. Then
it's in London.
Is this like some guy went in the pub last night and thought this is a bit pricey? This is the most expensive pub I've ever been in.
I'm going to expose them
exactly.
On Ricky and Steve's show.
But does it mean like maybe is it a pub or a club? Maybe where you've got to be a member.
No, it's a pub. I'll narrow it down. It's in Covent Garden.
Punch and Judy.
That's it.
Has he got it right?
Yeah.
Well, I have to hand it to you. Well done.
Yeah.
So
brilliant.
So who was that? Who was that question from? Because maybe that they should get these three CDs.
Let's give them that.
Who is it, Carl?
There's no way of verifying that. That's probably libelous. They probably
it's
made
from the Time Out guide.
Okay. All right.
Carl, who
what
was
are you
it?
Moaning for? You got it right.
Yeah, I won. I won. Yeah.
Carl,
I won.
Carl, who was it? The one. Well, listen, they know, so they've won.
Yeah. Right. Stone.
This is genius radio. This is brilliant.
I tell you what's letting us down. Him.
I know.
KP the P-man. When he was just doing the press buttons and it was cool. Now we let him on the air because we thought it was funny. We quite like him. He's digging a grave for us. Right, listen, this is a new feature I've introduced called Songs I'd Like to Play on the radio. And,
oh, this is falling apart.
And a friend of mine sent me a little CD of little treats and stuff. Oh. And one of them is this track. It's called Monkey Man. It's Rolling Stones from a double CD, not available in the shops. My friend Dave G made a compilation for me, burned it onto CD using modern technology. That's one of the tracks on there.
What's his name? What's his name?
Dave Greenwood, obviously breaking several copyright laws
exactly.
There. I would not encourage anyone to make copies of anything for anyone. It's breaking
his
the
name
law.
Again if the police are listening?
Dave Greenwood lives in Nottingham. I can
How
give details.
How dare he do that for you?
It sickens me, Rick.
He's making you receive, you know...
Stolen goods.
Yeah.
And there are various artists on there who've barely got a penny, who are losing money hand over fist. The Rolling Stones, for instance.
Yeah,
the
and
Doors.
XFM have done that as well, played it off, you know, and that's terrible. Now we've implicated those as well.
XFM are culpable, so is Dave G. Thankfully not us, Rick.
No.
We're just middlemen caught up in it. We're
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mr. Biggs behind this.
There's always
and
Mr. Biggs.
Just pawns in his game.
And so that's, I'll be playing another track from that later on.
I've got a lovely couple of little tracks from my hip hop selection.
Looking forward to it.
Did you get a
little gift here from XFM?
I did. I got a lovely little voucher here. It was very nice.
Yeah, very thoughtful. I've also got one. How much is yours for?
£25.
To spend at John Lewis or Waitrose.
Yeah.
A little kind of gift voucher there.
I think I'll do Waitrose because food, you can get a good lot of food for £25.
You're absolutely right.
You can't get a lot of like haberdashery for £25. So I'll be going with the food option.
The thing about the gift voucher. A lot of people will, I'm sure, receiving these over the Christmas period. The thing about the gift voucher is it's like, here's £25,
yeah.
But I've limited where you can spend it.
It's like, they don't want to give money because that's go. Say, this is like money, but not as versatile.
Exactly. You can't spend it in as many places. But it's the thing is that surely the thing about a gift is, you know, you don't want people to know how much it was.
And unless you're letting them make their buckler ideas up for next year.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? If an aunt gives you, like, you know, a single, like a step single, and you've given her £25 at the body shop, you're saying, you know how much that single costs.
Exactly.
So do I. I'm not going to say, right?
Yeah.
Let's make up the difference next year,
exactly.
Sally, aren't we? You
exactly.
Know what I mean? Let's spend £50 on me next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know how much he got?
How much did you get? Did you get a gift voucher as well?
Yeah, but I work here all week.
Right. How much do you get?
150.
£150? Yeah. What, on gift vouchers?
Yeah.
To spend at the same places?
Mm.
I'd have to say, though, I mean, it's not a very inventive gift, is it?
It's whoever came up with
it. Though. It's a lovely thought. It's wonderful to have £25 that I can only spend in two places I never go in. But, I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Any ungrateful,
I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth. It is a treat.
He spoke to Jonathan Ross like he was a normal person.
From someone whose dad buys him a spade for Christmas, I thought you'd be grateful.
My only thought is that John Lewis and Waitrose, I mean, it's not very rock and roll, it's not very XFM, is it?
No,
I mean, a tattoo parlour,
yeah,
maybe, you know, in a bike shop.
A piercing, I might get my face pierced, just a big exactly. bolt through my head.
But, yeah. I mean, they're a little bit, aren't they a little bit like The Man? Aren't they a little bit mainstream?
Yeah.
Really?
What would Billy say about roll? This? I'll play a record, and don't make it a Square record. Someone on an indie label or something. Or something that hasn't been even recorded.
Yeah, that can't even become available ever.
Yeah, I don't know what instruments they're...
All right, Steve,
mm-hmm.
It's been a long time.
Eh?
Hasn't it?
Was.
Like that seemed a long time, all that music we've
Yes,
played.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's annoying, actually, that Carl never went to the email, because the questions have been sent in there.
Good
questions, and they've all been sort of neatly spat out with the correct answer. For instance, I might have asked you this, if I was the quizmaster, Rick. How many noses do slugs have?
Oh, I think it's four.
It is four?
Yeah.
Point to you there, let me just see if I can find another one. Who, according to the current issue of Viz, is a cycloptic pop temptress?
Oh... Don't know. Is it a pun on her having one eye and being sounding like...
Cycloptic is the clue. There's
yeah.
only one pop temptress.
Oh, it's, Gabrielle.
Of course.
Yeah.
2 points.
Mine are better. He didn't get them. These are rubbish.
Have you ever watched a quiz show?
Because I can understand the question. They're rubbish, I suppose, aren't they? That gives me a chance to know what the answer is required. Go on.
Let me see if I can find another for you. No, that's... You're never going to get that one. That's too hard.
Oh, no. That just
teases you more, yeah. isn't it? What's the name of... Oh, that's boring, that one. Sorry. It's beginning to fall apart again now. Here we are. What's the proper name for Big Ben?
Is it St. Stephen's Tower?
You know, it absolutely is. That's 3 out of 3. That's fantastic.
Yeah, because the bell, named after something like Benjamin So-and-so works in it. St. Stephen's Tower, and that's the Big Ben.
It's actually, in a weird way, I didn't know any of those. So it's actually quite good that we did kind of balls it up with Carl, because otherwise there'd have been egg on my face.
Yeah, but I still won. I just won less.
Oh, did you? Yeah, you did win.
Yeah.
I've already forgotten. I already wiped that out of my memory.
Yeah. But, hey, Steve, it's not me that's the real winner. It's Neil who asked that question.
About pubs.
About pubs. He and he's got those three CDs. Just tell him what they are again. Just
Feeder, Echo Park, a compilation called Reloaded 3. Lots of great stuff on there. And the Essential Bob Dylan 2 CD.
Have you called him and told him?
No, not yet.
This is such a shambles, isn't it? Because what if he goes out or something?
Actually, if he's listening, can he give us a call?
That is so lazy.
Can't we call him like Tarrant would?
I would have got his number.
You've not got his number?
I forgot.
Carl, this is unbelievable.
I said get the numbers, Carl.
I wanted to go for the Pope one.
Carl, do you actually work here in the week? Or, like, did you just... You know, like, in a film when they knock someone on the head, put on the spacesuit and go to the room instead?
Is it like Secret of My Success and Michael J. Fox? You're actually working the post room, but sad is there's no one around that recognises you.
So you pretend that you're a producer?
Yeah.
Because you don't seem to know any of the rules.
Because I reckon that name's made up.
When did I say a producer?
Carl Pinkerton is a name that you'd come up with on the spot.
No, he doesn't work... No, he's not a producer. He says he works in sound.
He works in sound.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, well, work with this. This is my song for the lovers. It's a beautiful track. I've played it before. I'll play it again. It's one of my favourite tracks of all time. It's Bob Dylan, If You See Her, Say Hello. It's a little bit of trivia for her. This is the last song I ever played on the old XFM before they came in and said, OK, you can go now.
That's incredible.
Isn't it?
Bringing tears to my eyes.
Lovely. The greatest singer-songwriter of all time.
Beautiful.
With one of his best songs there.
Absolutely.
Bob Dylan, If You See Her, Say Hello. She might be in Tangiers. I mean, he's having a go.
If you're going to go to Tangiers on the off chance to try and find her, I wouldn't bother.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, you know,
if you're going to be there, then
he's desperate. He's desperate. Well, she might be in Tangiers. Have you checked upstairs? She's definitely not upstairs. just have a look. Well, anyway, that was Song for the Lovers. But because I'm so excited about having such great prizes to give away for the first time, some albums that Carl found, we've got the lucky winner on the line. Hi, Neil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Ricky.
Hi, you're a winner with XFM.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Do you like Feeder? They're a good group, aren't they?
The kids seem to like them.
They do, the kids like them. And then Bob Dylan, he's a great, lovely bloke with a guitar, isn't he?
You're working hard, aren't you?
I'm fed up with this, mate. Really. Honestly, I just don't know what else to do. I'd come in every week. I'd try and
You have to write a new series of The Office.
I'm trying, but I've got voiceover work now, so there's more money in that.
You're everywhere.
Yeah.
Woolies advert.
Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't mention that. Should I know
anything? No, it's all right. It's
so,
all right.
Neil, Steve Merchant here. Will you be looking forward to receiving these albums? You've got Feeder, Echo Park, Bob Dylan album, The Best Of, and a compilation. You looking forward to them?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's going to really lift my Christmas. I'm not going to get to your home this year, so that's going to make up for it, I'm sure.
Neil, what are those three? Which one will you be putting on first?
I think Feeder, Echo Park, because the kids are going to like it.
Okay.
Excellent. Thanks very much,
What are you
Neil?
Be doing for the rest of the weekend? Are you going to be chilling out?
I'm chilling, man. I'm freezing. I'm playing golf right now.
That's madness.
It's very cold out here.
What's your handicap?
What's my handicap? My short game's terrible, but...
Right, yeah, yeah. You're going to be watching the National Comedy Awards this evening. I hear that The Office is nominated.
Ah, you guys are the shoe-in.
Sorry?
You're a shoe-in. It's yours.
Thank you. I don't know what a shoe-in is, but I'd like to go to one.
I think it means, like, foot in the door.
Lovely.
Yeah, does no, it? Not foot in the door. It's like, it's yours. Your name's already on it.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I would think so, yeah. Well, why would Ross stop around?
I don't think he makes the decisions.
Neil, thanks very much for calling. Those prizes are going to be winging their way to you.
We're just like real DJs, aren't we, Neil? Just say we're just like real DJs and we'll leave you alone.
You guys are just like real DJs.
Talking to Neil, it all brought it home. You know, maybe I should give a little bit back.
Yeah, you've had a good year.
I'm hanging out with Jonathan Ross.
Exactly.
I'm doing ads, right? But I care. I'm still in touch. You know what I mean? I'm still down with it, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's coming up to the time of year where we should, you know, care about people less fortunate than themselves. And what I've done, I've recorded a Christmas single.
That's beautiful.
And all proceeds are going, you know, to, you know, little sick people and that. And
are there going to be any proceeds?
There's going to be not a sausage.
Right.
So I'm safe.
But I'll tell you this, what I was thinking actually, I was listening this morning, and you go in, doing some Christmas shopping, you go in the shops, and there's always, you know, Walking in a Winter Wonderland, and all those songs. You know, no one writes those sort of things anymore.
No. Well, you're wrong, Steve.
Really?
Listen to this. It's
What's it called?
Don't Cry, It's Christmas.
Let's hear it.
Don't cry, my baby, Santa's coming soon. Though you ain't got a mommy or daddy, Santa still loves you. And he's riding on his reindeer to trample down the gloom. So don't cry, my baby, Santa, gonna make it soon. Don't cry, my baby, Santa's feeling kind. Though you know you never see him, he's not just in your mind. And it's not that he's invisible, it's because you're going blind. So don't cry, it's Christmas, Santa's still on time. Cry, my baby, Santa's on his way. You know he's got 6 billion children, and he's only got one day. You've got slightly less than that. If I were you, I'd pray. So don't cry, it's Christmas, you're nearly 10, it's a little gay.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's already become a standard. One of the classics.
Thanks.
Enjoying it, Rick, but I'll tell you this. What worries me is something we've not done, which is what we've not taken on board, some stuff I've heard from the management. They've said they've enjoyed the kind of light-hearted flippery, you know, in the past on the show. And, you know, the likes of Jonathan Ross getting their knobs out.
Yeah.
But they just feel that sometimes it's a little bit cheap. Rick, a little bit crass. And they just want us to perhaps be a little bit more highbrow at times. A little bit more thoughtful. Well, you're a smart guy.
I am, I've proved that with clugs having four noses and Stephen's Tower.
Can I ask you, Rick, about politics?
What do you want to know? What do you want to know? Because I am a political person.
I thought as much.
Go on.
What on the politics? What do you make of who to vote for?
Vote for the government, whoever's in the government.
Yeah.
That's
the Liberals ever?
No, not if they're not in government. No,
okay. What about the foot and mouth, which a lot of people have worried about?
Don't worry about it.
No?
No.
Recession has hit and a lot of people are losing their jobs. What should they do about
it? Get another job. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, you can have this for free. If you do lose your job or something, get another one, but get one that's even better than the one you lost.
Right. Okay, good advice.
Yeah.
Maybe get, maybe if you were just like kind of a postboy before, like Carl.
Get in charge of the company, get a manager's job.
Right, become director general or something.
More money.
Good, 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 good.
And oh, don't lose that one.
Okay. And, oh, what else is concerning people? No, a lot of, we get calls all the time, Rick, to the station. Yeah. People saying, I'm worried about the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you make of the war? Is it, is, or, it, is well, it one of your favourites?
Well, what, no. My favourite, all war's bad. Oh, my favourite.
I'm putting you on the spot here. What is your favourite? Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it? The Falklands War?
It was a range war.
What does that mean?
Do you know what that means, Carl?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember drawing pictures at school and that.
Yeah. It means that our missiles could go sort of 17 kilometres, and the Argies only had missiles that go like, you know, 9 kilometres. So we just parked our boats about 12, 13 kilometres off, and we were shelling them. You know, I mean, shelling it out of them, right? And theirs were falling in the water.
Yeah.
So it's the war equivalent of holding a midget at arm's length.
Right, and he's trying to punch you.
And he can't reach you, you're just kicking him in the balls at will. That
was, Rick, a lot of people talk about WW1 as being the Great War. Was it a great war for
you?
No,
it was a good war. It wasn't a great war.
Right. What's the problem
for
you?
Well, I liked all the, I liked the bayonets and the trenches and all that stuff, but I could have done without the poetry.
Right.
Only, only because the poetry's a little bit bent.
Okay.
And, you know, and what I'm saying is the only time that it isn't bent in a war. But, you know, there's beautiful, but there's one now I remember, it was, we are the dead, once we lived, felt dawn on our face, but now we lie in Flanders fields. Be honest, if you'd have had a gun in your hand instead of a pen,
yeah,
you might be alive
you
today.
You would be dead, yeah.
And the war
would
have been over by Christmas.
Absolutely. High five.
Yeah. Oh, so that's politics, Carl.
Any other questions, politics, Carl, you want to solve? You know, any high
economics, futures? I've done economics.
Because, yes, yeah, the economical.
Anything else?
I just think you should look after yourself. You know what I mean?
Carl, I've just got something to say to you. Hip hop, hooray!
Hey.
Let's play my hip hop track.
Whoa. Hey.
Put your hands in the air.
Yay.
Move them round like you just don't care.
Yeah, you're not even bothered.
I'm playing an old school track this week, Rick.
Excellent.
I'm going back in time, rewinding the clock.
How are you spelling school, Steve?
Oh, with a K.
Go on.
Ever heard of anything by Digital Underground? The Humpty Dance, might you might
the
remember.
The Humpty Dance.
Do you remember that?
That was a fellow sat on the wall.
Yep.
Yeah. And he was getting dissed by the police, and he fell, and he broke all up. And the king's horses shouldn't have really been sent to repair an egg. They couldn't do it because of their hooves.
Anyway, Digital Underground, for those that don't remember, was an Oakland group led by Shock G and Chop Master J.
Go on.
But of course, most famous now for the fact that they featured Tupac Shakur.
Love him.
Where he first began. You'll hear him on this track. It's called, which one have I chosen here? I think it's called The Same Song. Have a listen. Ross was slagging off the hip-hop feature, wasn't he, when he came in earlier? And how can you not like that? Digital Underground, same song.
I think he was scared of it, Steve. I think he was intimidated.
Doesn't understand it.
By your youth.
Well, he's scared of the youth. He's scared of the fact that I'm down with it, the homies and the bitches and the hoes.
Yeah,
Because he's not with that, you know? He looks dapper. If they saw him in the street walking down like a ponce, they'd just laugh and jeer, but probably rhythmically.
Yeah,
you know, and he couldn't come back at anything.
And you'd be high-fiving.
Oh, they'd be loving me.
I think he was intimidated by your style. I think he's jealous of you, to be honest.
Do you know, I think what he's probably most jealous of is the looks.
Yeah, I think
so. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got the new haircut, because we might be on the telly later.
He didn't mention that, did he?
Did he? Well, he's never seen the old one. you've kept him from me. He's got nothing to compare it to.
But that was a great hip-hop selection there.
Yeah, lovely.
Even though I say so yourself.
Rick, we've had a couple of people, because they've listened to your dissection of current politics and economicals.
Yeah.
And they've got a couple of questions for you.
Go on.
We've had one from Jimmy Ruffin. He says, what becomes of the brokenhearted?
Oh dear. That is a difficult one. I don't think I've got time to go into that, because it's a very delicate problem.
Can you answer this one from the KLF? What time is love? Any ideas? Listen, keep those questions coming in for Ricky Gervais. You may be able to sort them out later. Have we got a second break, Carl?
Oh, dear.
Rick, you going to do your film review for us? We've got time for it, I think.
I'm not, no.
Why not?
I'm not going to do it anymore.
You're not going to do it anymore? No. You love it, don't you?
No, it's great, and I just think it's time, you know, I did a dozen, but I did all the films that I would give, like, 9 or, you know, 10 out of 10 for. I don't want to drop the standards.
Right.
I don't want to start doing films that are 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of film reviews go wrong.
Yeah, Ross, I've seen one of them.
Yeah, I've seen them go, oh, this is worth 7. Don't do it, then.
Yeah.
If it's no good, don't do
don't
it.
Don't know it yourself.
No.
Sure.
So
no more film reviews?
No.
Oh.
Until a great film comes out.
Sure, okay.
Like Braveheart 2 or something.
Yeah.
Which would be 9 now.
Quite an eventful.
Yeah.
I'd have thought.
Yeah. So 9 for that.
In advance. Rick, it's almost the end of the show, and still got time for the song for the ladies.
I can't wait.
Carl won't be here next week.
Well, where's he going?
Where are you heading, Carl? going away for Christmas? Tell us.
What? It's a secret. What you want?
Well, in case your fans try and track you down.
What? Are you going taking pictures of planes in Greece? what?
Political?
Rob your house.
Satirical, Steve. Satirical.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
I tell you what, if I was caught in a foreign country and the government got there and said, no, it's okay, they were train spotting or plane spotting, I go, no, I am a spy.
Exactly.
No, I am a spy. No, it's all right, you were train spotting. I wasn't. Wasn't spying, please.
I saw you at the Doctor Who convention as well.
No, probably an assassin or something, are we? Yeah. I'm probably an assassin.
Carl, where are you going, mate? Tell us, come on, we haven't got time.
You're not meant to say when... What's that? Are you?
What?
People rob your house. If...
Yeah, we didn't say tell us your address, tell us where you leave the key, and then tell us you're going on holiday. We said where you're going on holiday.
Barbados.
Are you?
Ooh, showing off. Yeah. Boasting.
I'll tell you what, Steve, what I'd like to see, and a lot of the listeners right there too, pop round there now, touch him for Christmas.
Shall I touch him for Christmas?
Touch him any way you like for Christmas.
Can I just introduce the song for the ladies before?
Well, love him for Christmas, though.
Can I just say,
yes, what but the song as long is... as you love and touch him.
We're going to leave you with the excellent Tim Buckley, of course, father of Jeff.
I'm just going to be watching, but love him. Look at his little face.
Also on that CD that my friend Dave sent me earlier, so if you don't like it, blame him.
Yeah.
While he's been arrested by the copyright police. And it's called Buzzin' Fly. Let me touch you, Carl.